the Pasuk tells us that when they went through the Yarden, they put up a special matseva of Avonim, and upon it was written the Divrei Torah. Not clear exactly how much, but the Divrei Torah was written on this matseva. So the Ralbag explains what this was about. Hulo hidia, eich hischakmo hatoiro lahatzil Yisrael mehora shenoflu boy lefi mashe efsha. The Torah used chokhmo to save Klal Yisrael from evil that they have fallen into, to whatever extent is possible to save them. In other words, there are things that happened in the time in the Midbar, on their lofty level of greatness, which were considered very, very serious breaches, offenses, and to save this for the future, this matseva, these avonim, and the Torah written on it is going to make a difference. V'gam, achazeh, loy kotzer Hashem yisalem Yisrael, es avodov hanaviyim l'shomru mizehora. He says, also Hashem, you know, went to great extent with, he wasn't stinting on Nevi'im to try to protect us. The history of Klal Yisrael from when they went into Eretz Yisrael is full of all kufas of Nevi'im that were there to guide us and tell us what we had to do and what we shouldn't do and what's going to be if we do and the consequence and so forth. All of this didn't help. Because there is something, Royat Chunosam, I don't know if we should take it literally, means that their evil, their essence, the Tchunos, were evil, but we have in us a Yetzer Tov and a Yetzer Hara, and there's certainly a pull in the direction of doing things inappropriately. That's the whole godless of a person, is that he has this tension between the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara is pulling him. The Yetzer Hara is actually stronger than the Yetzer Tov. Chazal say b'chol yoyim Yitzri Shalodim is Gabrielov, the Yetzer Hara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu steps in to help him, but really the Yetzer Hara is very powerful. So he needed this type of an approach. And this is the reason he says, they should build a Mizbeach on Har Evil. Midei Boyam Shom. You know, as soon as they get there to Har Evil, they're going to build this Mizbeach. V'yichtevu al ho'avonim ho'em es kol divrei ha'toiro. And they're going to write on these avonim. I guess it was very big. It was able to be seen by everybody who passed it. They're going to write kol divrei ha'toiro. V'yakrivu shom korbonos. And they're going to bring korbonos over there. V'shom yikru habrochos v'haklolos b'zeho oifen haniflo. In this amazing way, I guess it must have been a massive thing, and they're going to be able to read on it the brochis and the klolois, the benefits and the consequences that we get from observing the mitzvahs of the Torah. And this is be'ofen haniflo, this is some amazing, wondrous, it must have been a magnificent thing to see, and this is going to, they're going to learn and recognize the benefits and the consequences of their actions. Kedei sheyezet derech lohovi Yisrael el sheyishmeru kol mitzvos haTorah. This is in order that this should be a derech that the Klal Yisrael should keep all of the mitzvos haTorah. Bipnei heyosam mekablim kulam kiyum haTorah al elu hatnoim, because they are mekabel when they go in, and this is also where they were mekabel arvus behar grizim behar evil, and they are mekabel upon themselves the kiyum haTorah with these tnoim. The tnoim, I guess, meaning that there's the brochos v'haklolos. That was the emphasis over there. The brochos v'haklolos. Torah describes how it happened. They turned one way, turned the other way, and they heard the brochos, and I guess then they saw it and they read it. And these brochos and klolos, they're going to be mekabel the Torah with under these conditions. Im lo yikaimum, because, and what are the conditions? If they don't keep it, yicholu aleim kol haklolos elahanis koris boy. If they don't keep the Torah, then all these klolos are going to be chal on them. And then he adds, mima she yosef bozeh hu shekvar bo elu haklolos kulam b'avodasein horabim. And I guess the loshna mima she yosef is a little bit, I'm not sure, but he says that lamaisa, all of these klolos, kulam b'avin seno harabim, in unfortunately in our matzav, in our averos, k'moshes acharnu etzel biareinu divrei haklolos. He says the klolos have throughout the golus, we've seen these klolos. The gam habrochas niskaimu b'mei shol v'dovid v'shleima v'ktsasa malochim. I guess maybe in the times of Eretz Yisrael they were both also. Oprat b'vei hachashmanoim b'bei sheni, we saw brocha too. So we've seen in our history brocha and klola as per the conditions that were laid out on these avonim. So really, it seems to be a very, very simple thing. I thought it's very significant for us. A few things. Number one, Klal Yisrael was exposed to so many powerful influences. Yitzias Mitzrayim with all of its nisim, Kabbalas HaTorah, the younger generation who was actually going into Eretz Yisrael, those that were children maybe still saw it. They heard from their parents directly. They knew. They lived in the Anane HaKovet. That's where they grew up. They had this heating system, the Amud Eish at night. They ate breakfast and lunch and dinner. I don't know how many meals they had with the Mon and the Be'er and the Slov and this. They lived a daily life of Nisim v'Niflois. And they had all of this sense of the Hashoras Hashchino al pi Hashem Yachanu al pi Hashem Yisod. The life in the Midbar was all with the greatest of Hashgocha. And yet, unfortunately, things happened, and there were times where they fell short in their level of Avedis Hashem that was expected of them. So now we have something that's going to make a big difference. And it's Kedesh Yeh Zed Derech Lehovi Yisrael El Sheyishmeru Kala Mitzvahs. Something that didn't happen before. They didn't get there before. They were lacking. That's what he brought at the beginning. So we now have something. What is it going to be? Because they're going to be Mekabel the Torah with its consequences. Bekula Mikim HaTorah Al Elo HaTnoim. They're going to know. Shem Lo Yekaimu Yicholu Aleim Kol HaKlos Elo HaNezkor Yispoim. So it seems that two things. Number one, that a Kabbalas HaTorah, which has the realization of the consequences, is critical. It may even be something that's more potent for them than even all of the spiritual, the inspiration and the yachas and the connection in the Midbar and Ashkocha protest, everything that they saw. But here that they saw, and it seems also be'oifen Hanifla, it seems that this Musabis Pailus, that they saw this picture, this was the most astounding thing. I don't know if there was Koilis and Brokim and neon lights, but there was something there that really caught their attention, caught their focus. These are actions, these are what we're supposed to do, this is the Torah, and there's a system of consequences that sort of sends them into a focus that now maybe we'll be able to maintain the standards that we were supposed to maintain, even though previously, with all of the spiritual opportunities and inspiration and involvement, we were not able to attain. And this could make all the difference. And it seems also that it was necessary for the Ralbag, because Pshat and the Posuk, he didn't have to say that, to add to it and to say, you know something, these things, taka, happened in history. It was Mekuyim in Eretz Yisrael. They saw that when they observed the Torah, that they got the Schusim, and Memela, things were good. And when they fell short, that there were the Klolos were Chal. And so it was not only the Kabbalah with the consequences laid out for them, but the historical record sort of underscores and bolsters the reality of this Kabbalah. So what does this mean? I think what this means is very simple. You know, a lot today, I mean, I'm certainly guilty of it, talk a lot about inspiration. We talk a lot about Hashgocha Protis and the connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's no question about it that that's critical. Rashi says, Beferish, we quote it all the time, is when it's Vahavtis Hashem Elokecho, Einu Doime Oivid Miyava Loivid Miyira. Oivid Miyira, Rabbi Matriacholov, he takes a walk. If it's too much, he's had enough, I'm out of here. That's true. And there's a power that has, that avo and that hashgocha protis and that dveikus bashem and that. But it seems that sometimes that falls short. And when it falls short, what we need is a, and he calls it, we need a kabbalas hatorah. Kol misatim mipnei hayosim mekablim kulam kium hatorah al elu hatnoyim. We need a dramatic kabbalas hatorah, something to attract our attention. That's today the only drama we really have is limud hamusar, because most people can only dramatize for themselves. If you listen to somebody else dramatizing, it goes in one ear and out the other. It's, you know, okay, get it for a moment, maybe catches your attention, but we need that. I say, look what it says. Look at the Torah. Look at this. And we accept it on a condition. We recognize that there are benefits, and we recognize that there are consequences, and that can make, or that's critical to make the difference, despite all of the emotional and spirituality and everything that we had. So it seems that, and not only that, and we have to realize and reflect upon the fact that not only is this the reality as we see in the Torah, but this is the reality of Jewish history. Anyone who reads anything about Jewish history knows that in Bechukosai Telechu, when we were going the right way, things go well. And in Lois Ishmu, that's when all the tzoras begin. And this has repeated itself over 2,000 years of Golus and all the time that is well before that than we were in Eretz Yisrael. So it seems we need these things too, and we have to do it ourselves. The spirituality, the inspiration, the hashgocha protis, all of this is very critical. And maybe it's the stuff that gets us going. And maybe this Kabbalas HaTorah with its consequences and with this realization, and maybe with all the Arvos, he doesn't talk about that this could only be effective if there was that basis of that relationship. But sometimes the basis of that relationship has to take it to, in order to take it to the next step, in order to not to have the compromises which seem constantly to affect it and undermine that relationship, we need a Kabbalas HaTorah which is dramatic, where we catch our own attention, where we pay attention, where we focus, where we realize, and we realize is that this Kabbalah is a situation of these consequences. Life is not without consequences. And it seems that even though the consequences may not be the motivation for what we do, and maybe they shouldn't be, and they definitely shouldn't be the motivation for what we do, but they do have the ability sometimes to take us to the next level. And therefore, you know, as we get closer to the Yom Noroim, it would seem that the greatest focus and chizuk has to be on learning Musar, because that's really what this is, that this is a question of seeing, focus, paying attention, catching our attention. It doesn't happen automatically. It didn't happen automatically to the doer that lived it in the most minute-by-minute sense. But it's not automatic. They saw, they read, they see. And we also have to realize, after everything is said and done, and it's painful to talk about, but actions have consequences. Actions do have consequences. Life is short. We don't have forever, and what we do is, b'chol ma'asecha b'sefer nichtovim. It's serious. Now, if everything we have is based on our love with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and that relationship that we have, so we can feel confident, we can be optimistic, we can be sure, we can have bitochen, but we also have to realize that we have to take stock, we have to pay attention, we have to wake ourselves up to see, you know, be'ifa nifla, to see that, you know, this stuff is very serious, and there's what to be done, there's room for improvement, and there's need for a Kabbalah which is based on that realization and seeing and vision. And that's really what Musar is. A person sits down to a Musar Seder and begins to think and sees the words of Chazal and internalizes them and pays attention to them and focuses on them and ponders them and sees, hey, look how serious this is. Look what this is. This is real. And, I think that thing that we should really focus on is being mechazik, the Musa Seder. Musa Seder is always, you know, the Yetzirah probably works the hardest to fight against Musa. Because Rabbi Yisrael Solanta told us, if a person asked him, he has a half hour to learn, should he learn Musa, should he learn Gemara? He told him, if he learns Musa for the half hour, he'll find he has more time to learn Gemara. And the Yetzirah has to fight his strongest battle against the Limud HaMusar. So I think, I just beseech everyone that we should strengthen that Seder, that the Musa Seder should start immediately after Mincha, that the Musa Seder should end when it's supposed to end, and that the time should be used constructively, because it's the key. No matter where we are spiritually, no matter what we're accomplishing, no matter what level of dveikus we feel and we've experienced it, but that's necessary to take us to the next step and to maintain that level of commitment.